an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Watch out!
Poku, you almost hit that meteor!
But I didn't! Hey, Luku, did you ever see a Nimbus craft with stellar navigation like this?
No, but I noticed the directional gyrobics aren't too accurate. Saturn is the other way.
I know.
Yeah! Slow down. Come on, turn us around so we can get to the council meeting. We'll be late.
I'm a princess, and I don't care if I'm late.
Well, I'm a princess, and I do care. We're so far off course, we'd have to travel twice as fast just to... Oh, I didn't say that.
Great idea, Luku. Let's try out retro rocket warp speed.
Luku, don't...
Welcome to Saturn, everybody. I am Commodore Krakow, Speaker of the Solar System General Council. The meeting is about to begin.
The Solar System General Council will come to order. Silence, please, and switch translation modules to asteroid interplanetary ease. Can I be understood? Before we deal with legislation, I have call attendance for each delegation. From Mercury, Sir Bobbity Blow.
My three eyes are open, I'm ready to go.
From Venus, Six, I see you came.
Please call me Five, I changed my name.
From Mars, I cruise, and where is Prun?
Both here, two heads are better than one.
From Jupiter, King Ratapu.
I need to speak when roll call is through.
Yes, Your Majesty. Roll call's almost done, Your Majesty. From Saturn, I didn't see D18.
Just came. The space warp's running late.
The Uranus representative now spoke and see.
Hey, I'm not smoking. The smoke is me.
Oh. From Neptune, Z, you changed your hair.
Now that's my face, my hair is there.
Is Gamma Jug from Pluto sitting in the rear? Your sound horse, Gamma Jug, check, he's here.
All planets of the Solar System General Council present and accounted for. King Ratapu of Jupiter, you are anxious to speak to the council?
Yes, yes, Mr. Speaker. I need to ask a favor.
It's about a little subject that we do with great distaste. It's how we dispose of water, which is solar system waste. We blast it into raindrops, more trouble than it's worth, which we sprinkle on our dumping ground.
the planet we call Earth.
We blast it into raindrops more color than it's worth, which we sprinkle on a dumping ground, the planet we call Earth.
Earth.
Yeah.
Did you want to move?
Yes, D1A.
A certain delegation has already filed a motion, 'cause the water dumped on Earth is soon to overflow the ocean. Require 20 cools to turn the heat up on the sun. We'll evaporate the water when we fry, the Earth will not.
Require 20 cools to turn the heat up on the sun. We'll evaporate the water when we fry, the Earth will not.
And that's the favor I wanted to ask. Can we delay blowtorching the Earth for a short period?
Earth.
Yeah. Is that wise, King Ratapu?
I agree with Prus and Prun of Mars. We Neptunians need room to dump our water now.
Look, a Nimbus craft is attacking us. Run!
We'd be on time.
My stomach is still up around Pluto.
Luku, we've landed on D6565.
I'm okay. I squish.
I want to talk to the council, Uncle Ratapu.
Maybe we should...
shut up, Luku. I'm a princess. I can talk to the council whenever I want.
Well, I'm a princess, too, and...
Luku.
Members of the council, this matter of preserving the human vermin on the Earth a little longer... it directly concerns my two nieces, the twin princesses, Puku and Luku.
Then let the two young princesses speak.
Thank you, Five.
Don't be formal. Call me Four.
Four, right. Honored members of the Council of the Solar System, distinguished delegation members, my sister and I...
Oh, you're so proper, Luku. Let me tell them. I want a musical, and we need a human from Earth to help us.
Musical? Humans? What are you talking about, Princess Buku?
Oh, you Venusians. Listen!
A daddy was king of Jupiter. A mama, she was queen. But when Luku and I were babies, they both died of hands with the steam. So they made our uncle the boss man.
What my sister is trying to say is that our uncle's interim kingship is almost at an end. At the coronation next week, where Puku and I will be crowned rulers of Jupiter, my sister wants to have a musical.
Both of us princesses wear amulets left to us by our mother. One amulet had foreign symbols on the outside of it. It translated into the word musical.
Yes, but what is a musical?
I like the sound of it, and I'm a princess, and I want one.
But what is this musical, King Ratapu?
I have no idea, Six. But if my niece wants a musical next week for her coronation, she shall have one. I've had some research done back home on Jupiter. We've determined that musicals are a type of event having something to do with the planet Earth.
Earth! Yeah.
I'll perform a Luvarian synapse probe, set the escalation ratio to the subject of musicals, and aim at the Earth. Once I zero in, a suitably knowledgeable human will be transported here.
You're transporting Earth vermin here on Saturn? Do I empty sewers on your planet, Ratapu? Disgusting.
Don't worry, my Saturnian colleague. It's just for a week. I intend to make this musical the first and last of its kind in the solar system. A truly unique gift. And after we've drained this human vermin of his pertinent information and the musical is constructed, I'm disposing of our visitor as fertilizer for my Callisto sunflowers.
I see. You'll have no more need of the inhabitants of Earth. so we are free to dry off their useless planet and resume our water dumping.
Yes, and my two nieces will have their very own one-of-a-kind musical at the coronation. Enough talk. I will proceed with the synapse probe. Yes, yes. I'm pointed toward an area of the Earth. Yes. It is called Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Yes. Yes.
Water's ready for tea, Kathy. Hard to believe we get married tomorrow, isn't it? And all I have left to do is go to my bachelor party tonight and show up for the wedding tomorrow. I'm off. I'll see you, Love Pumpkin.
Hold on. Hold on. Not so fast. You've got some shopping to do.
Kathy, look at this list. All this for a wedding?
You don't want to get married?
Of course I do, Love Pumpkin. But this list, I'll be traveling all over Ohio.
Oh, and what's wrong with Ohio?
Nothing's wrong with Ohio.
My ma said, planning a wedding's like brain surgery. Except in it's twice as precise. Before any couple can gain merjury, three words suffice as advice. Better buy Ohio. Better dairy farms, better glass and steel, better metal parts for your automobile, better lime, better gypsum, I'll certify, so better buy Ohio. Better drills and tools, better corn and grains, better engines for your aerial planes, better grapes, better rubber, I'll testify, so better buy Ohio. It comes from Wacanada, Mesopotamia, New Matamoros, Peterbilt, Akron, and Euclid, Lyme and Litchburg, Trotwood, Aurora, Pepperbuck and Peebles, better natural gas, better hogs and sheep, better mines and bits because they dig them real deep, better clay, better clover, I wouldn't lie, so better buy Ohio. We'll have all Ohio products at our wedding.
But it'll take me 3 months to buy everything.
What are you talking about? You only have to go to West Alexandria, South Cincinnati, Upper Sandusky, Piney Fork, Bexley and Black Horse, Painesville and Homewood, Youngstown, Ocello, Pomeroy and Parma, better salt and sand, better beans and oats, better motor fuel for a lot of big boats, better coal, better gravel. I really know, so better buy Ohio.
Look, Kathy, I don't know...
Well, I do. The only way you're getting out of this shopping is if, you get sucked out of this kitchen window and you land on Saturn.
Well, that's not gonna happen. What's going on? I'm getting sucked out the kitchen window! Ah!
Your package from Earth has arrived.
Excellent, Transporter. Drop it right here.
It's my human. I get to unwrap it.
Oh, my head. I hope nothing broke in my backpack. I feel like... What the? Well, they said they were going to bring me somewhere funky for my bachelor party.
Can't understand him, King Rotzapoo. Someone attach a translation module to our guest. Bakalvi doesn't bite.
So, do I get a costume too? Where's the beer?
It's your responsibility, Puku. You wanted a musical.
I'm bored, Uncle. I'm going to race my Nimbus craft again. Luku, you take care of him.
Oh, all right. At least it's only for a week. Hello, Earth Humanoid. My name is Princess Luku. You are going to give us information so we can manufacture the first and last musical on Mars, aren't you?
A musical? On Mars?
Of course, Earthling. The rents are cheaper.
Wait. Musicals? Mars? I don't... This is for real, isn't it? This isn't a bachelor party, is it? Where am I?
Oh, look at you. You're all confused and disoriented. It's all right. Don't be afraid. You're on Saturn, of course. See the rings? And you were transported to go...
Luku, stand aside. I will allay this human's confusion. Earthling, I am King Ratapu of Jupiter. You have 1 week to fabricate a musical on Mars for the two princesses. Otherwise, you will immediately be decomposed into fertilizer, and we will proceed to parboil the earth. Well?
When do we begin?
I'm glad you see reason.
When are we starting the show? It'll be the first.
And the last.
Musical on Mars, it's reversed. From the past, right up to the stars. Broadway meets the Milky Way, so light some big cigars for the first.
And the last.
Musical on Mars,
Mars is airless.
Folks do nothing but wheeze.
I could care less. Applauding causes a breeze.
Gravity is null and void.
Objects never alight.
So when I dance, I'll leap today, and I'll float down tonight in the first
and the last.
Musical on Mars, well rehearsed, unsurpassed. Mark your calendars. We'll entertain the honest way with bumps and thumps and scars in the first
and the last.
Musical on Mars, on Mars.
Wonderful. I don't know what in the galaxy you're talking about, Earthling. Just carry it out.
I bet the only thing carried out is me.
Have you constructed a musical yet, Earthling?
Whoa, don't sneak up on me like that. Don't you guys on Saturn knock or anything?
Knock? We have suction cups. We squish.
I don't care if you whistle the Star-Spangled Banner through your gills. Just make a noise or something before you come in. You just keep sticking your head or whatever it is in here every 2 minutes and saying,
have you constructed a musical yet, Earthling? Have you constructed a musical yet, Earthling?
No, I haven't constructed a musical yet, Earthling. How can I construct anything? I've been locked up for 3 days in a room with drippy walls.
They are nourishment.
What's nourishment?
The walls. The walls are nourishment. I believe my renal gland approximates your human tongue. Observe.
Ugh, get out of here. You're making me sick.
Certainly, Earthling.
No, wait, don't go. I didn't mean you should really get out of here.
Have you constructed a musical yet, Earthling?
Oh, go lick a wall.
Certainly, Earthling.
Oh, get out of here with that.
Of course, Earthling.
This is a nightmare.
Have you constructed a musical?
No, I haven't constructed a musical yet.
Earth vermin certainly take liberties when addressing two princesses from Jupiter.
I'm so sorry, your highnesses. It's just that whoever it is, it keeps coming in and asking me
that
if I've...
That is D6565 from Saturn. He was merely reporting your progress back to my sister and me.
You know how thorough they are on Saturn.
Yes. I really am on another planet? Just like that?
Saturn, yes. Everyone is here for the Solar System General Council meeting.
My sister and I are to assume rule over Jupiter in several days, so Uncle wanted us to attend the meeting, too.
Saturn, Jupiter. In the solar system, I thought the Earth was the only planet with intelligent life.
Look at you! You call that intelligence?
Oh, Poo-poo! Poor misguided Earthling. You see, all our 8 planets project images of deserts at your Earth telescopes and also transmit depictions of wastelands to your Earth spacecraft. So humans see nothing but barren landscapes. We make you believe there is no life beyond your own planet.
Why?
Oh, please. Isn't it obvious? Would you want to encourage vermin in rickety rockets to travel across space just to crawl all over your planet?
Vermin?
Cuckoo, you're disturbing the Earthling.
Oh, and what, Luku, is the sudden concern over this human bacteria? May I remind you that he is here for 1 week to construct a musical on Mars. That is all. It's hard to believe our prized amulets come from the same planet as... him. Granted, he looks more interesting than I anticipated of vermin. But I was the one who sent for him.
Cuckoo.
Subject closed. We'll talk later. I'm going racing.
She's very neighborly.
My sister is willful, but she intends no harm.
What does she mean, I look interesting for vermin?
Neither of us has ever studied sewers and garbage disposals, so we've never seen dimensional illustrations of Earthlings before. Cuckoo was surprised that you appear so... Well, there's just something about you that...
I see.
How do we appear to you?
Well, I've never seen anybody except people from Earth. So to me, everybody around here looks like they're permanently celebrating Halloween. Except for your sister, and especially you. You look very different from everybody else. So, exotic, and so, well, so beautiful. And, I don't know, something struck me about you. Okay, your turn, Princess.
Me?
Yes.
About you?
Yeah.
How I feel. Me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to transport you to Mars so you can begin constructing a musical. Time is short. Transporter. Express delivery.
No, wait, I meant... Wait, Princess! Wait!
Package from Saturn to Mars has arrived. Default delivery methodology is in effect.
Why do they always have to wrap me in paper when they send me somewhere? Ugh, what did I land in? Wonderful. Green water. Or green something. So, this is Mars. No wonder the rents are cheaper.
Do you wish to access default delivery message from the sender?
And why does everything have to sneak up on you around here?
Please respond to transporter request. Do you wish to access default delivery message from the sender?
Sure. Why not?
Shipping instructions will play back on access screen.
Princess Luku. It's a recording of her sending me here.
Transporter shipping status.
Prime merchandise.
Assignment?
Red.
Alignment?
40 degrees.
Target planet?
Mars.
Target sector?
Tharsis Plateau.
Handling method of package?
Handle gently, please. Ship this freight facing right side up. Do not singe and don't knowingly freeze. That might agitate his contents inside. Handle this parcel gently, please. Check for wear or damage. Contact me should he suddenly sneeze. Yes, he's valuable, at least to me. So handle gently, please. One night I wished upon a falling comet's tail. Who'd have dreamed that when I met my true love, he'd be an outbound piece of mail. There's an astral haze over Jupiter. Neptune's washed in red, billowy seas. Somewhere a craft will slice through the stars. A man from Earth with my heart is bound for Mars. Protect this cargo from jumps and jars. And handle gently.
She feels it too. About me. Look at her.
Luku! Are you in the chamber?
Whose voice is that? King Ratapu?
They're holding the interplanetary carrier for us. Your aunt and sister are waiting. We must be off to Jupiter.
One moment, Uncle. I'm transporting a package.
And furthermore, young lady, the Solar System General Council is impatient about postponing the planet Earth sortie. We cannot proceed until the musical is fabricated. When do you and your sister project the human vermin will be finished with his task of...
Message terminated by the sender. Access screen deleted.
King Ratapu is going to bake the Earth, whether I come up with a musical or not.
Hello, Earth vermin.
Yeah! Yeah! Who's there?
Yeah!
Ah! Who is... Where are you?
Hiding behind this gaspa grass. Where are you?
I'm behind some, Gaspra grass, too.
Let's all stick our heads up when we count to Flurpeter.
I can't count to Flurpeter.
Okay. We'll count to Flurpeter. Hooba, Ganjin, Ganjin, Flurpeter. Come on, stick up all your heads.
This is the only one I've got. Huh. Your four heads are attached?
Naturally.
I'm Blot.
I'm Slot.
I'm Glot.
I'm Jot.
We're Blot, Slot, Glot, Jot.
I can't believe you can talk.
Really? You're the one with the single head, Nerdling.
Thanks. Like I don't feel inadequate enough.
We overheard your transporter message. You seem to be in trouble.
Look, why is everybody so sure that I know anything about producing musicals?
They probably did a Lunarian synapse probe.
Yeah, well, my job back on Earth is sweeping out a theater in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. That's what I know about producing musicals.
A possible complication.
Maybe we can help you.
Possibly we may aid you.
We should be able to assist you.
Perhaps we may provide sustenance and succor in your hour of need.
Yeah, right. What do you know about musicals?
I am a writer. I can draft the story.
I am a composer. I can create the music.
I am a poet. I can write the lyrics.
I am a critic. I can tell everybody what they did wrong.
And you, Earthling, should be the producer.
Producer? It has a ring. You know, if you write and I produce a really great musical for the two princesses, there might be a chance the king will change his mind about obliterating me and everybody on Earth. I hope. Just how did a four-headed Martian learn to write something as unique to my planet as musicals?
Who do you think writes them for your planet, Earthling?
That explains some of the shows I've seen.
Doesn't that feel good? And don't we look nice?
Take off the cybernetic crown, Zabathu. Somebody on this interplanetary carrier may see you.
One shouldn't enter a queen's chambers unannounced, Ratapu.
I am your husband. I am the king of Jupiter. I enter where I please. And you will unclamp the cybernetic crown and remove it from your head. Now.
Oh, Ratapu. If you leave crowns lying around, how can I resist the cybernetic power? Here. I unclamped it. I don't want it anymore. Oh, look at you. Now you're angry with me. Here. Sit here on the thrace. I'll slip on the undulators and massage your shoulders. Your neck is very tense, Ratapu.
Oh, wonderful. Tense, intense. The Solar System General Council meetings would make a Martian's necks tense.
Then I'd have to rub them all, wouldn't I? What happened at your council meeting?
The usual rotational issues, the Quasar Task Force. Oh, the wastewater disposal thing. We're holding off toasting the Earth for a few more days. The Council accepted the delay while some human refuse devises a musical for my nieces. That shouldn't take too long. It better not.
Bratapu, darling, the second cybernetic crown, why don't you try clamping it on?
I have my own crown, darling, as do you.
But Bratapu, ours are so temporary. I like those crowns. And I like the cybernetic power that flows through when you wear them.
The two crowns are here for safekeeping until the coronation. They will belong to Luku and Puku. Are you forgetting both princesses are on the carrier? It wouldn't do for one of them to walk in and see you wearing her crown.
The two princesses don't deserve the cybernetic crowns. We deserve them, Ratapu.
Patience, dear. Just a few more days.
Ha, 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 ha,